Welcome, this is Dr. David Nelson. You are about to embark upon a journey of healing and self-discovery. But before we get started, please do not listen to this recording while driving a motor vehicle. So please arrange yourself now in a comfortable position where you will not be disturbed. And taking a deep breath now, allow yourself to relax. And how do you know when you're relaxed that everything else seems simply unimportant? Well, now, if you continue to allow yourself to focus upon your breathing, inhaling and exhaling, you'll soon discover that relaxation is a very easy thing for you to achieve. As you listen to my voice now, I am going to mention a variety of body parts. And as I mention each body part, you will find yourself relaxing 10 times more than you are right now. Yes, 10 times more than you are right now. And the more you allow yourself to absorb yourself in this experience, the easier it will be to simply to let go and relax. And so, now once again, be aware of your breathing and simply let it go. To the point now where each exhale continuously relaxes you more and more. And now become aware of your eyes and relax your eyes for a moment. Moving now to your temples and forehead, smoothing all the little muscles and now allowing this relaxation to move down toward the jaw, relaxing the jaw now. Perhaps even parting your teeth a bit. Sooner or later, you'll discover how easy it is for this relaxation to move down into your neck and across your shoulders and down your arms, through the elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, fingers, and fingertips, allowing your arms now to become very heavy. In fact, so heavy you can hardly lift them. Most people can enjoy this relaxation, as once again you become aware of your breathing, and you relax your breathing, deeper and deeper now, moving inwards to all of your inner organs, allowing them to relax and let go, and moving down now to the abdomen and hips, relaxing deeper and deeper as you listen to my voice. Just continue allowing this gentle relaxation to move down through your legs, moving through the knees and calves, ankles, feet, bottom of feet, toes and tips of toes, deeper and deeper relaxed now, and pretending for a moment now that you are standing at the top of a beautiful staircase leading down to a very special place just for you. And as you're noticing the staircase, you see that it is a very safe staircase. And as you listen to my voice in a few moments, I am going to count from 10 to 1. And with each count, you will see yourself taking a very safe and gentle walk down the staircase, relaxing deeper and deeper with each step you take. And I will begin this count for you now. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, deeper and deeper, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You are now at the bottom of the stairs, relaxed and very glad to be here. For as you look around now, you notice you are in a very special and safe place just for you. This can be any place you want, real or imagined. Perhaps you would like to be on a warm ocean beach with the waves lapping upon the shore. or perhaps walking through the woods upon your favorite path through the mountains. Wherever you are, you feel safe and secure and relaxed. So now take a moment and enjoy this special place as I give you a few moments of silence. You may be wondering how easy it is for you to ease your discomfort by simply relaxing. And using your imagination, just continue to relax and enjoy your special place until you hear my voice again. And now, continue relaxing, knowing that you are getting out of this pleasant state of relaxation exactly what you came here for. For you want to feel more settled, more content, more confident, and more importantly, you want relief from your physical discomfort. And as a result of allowing yourself to relax so very well, you are finding that all of these things are happening to you now. So now I want you to use your mind sword of imagination, and I want you to picture as clearly as you can a fast but safe moving river. If you can't see the river clearly, that is okay. Just continue relaxing and allow time to pass. In the river, you can see a warrior who is rowing a small boat. The warrior is battling the current of the river by rowing upstream and struggling very hard, as the current is very strong. And this warrior is very unhappy and miserable, as the warrior lives and feels physical pain and emotional suffering with each row of the oars. This warrior believes that the cure for pain and suffering comes only from setting goals, hard work, gritting your teeth, and pushing forward against the current. This warrior believes that relief from pain lies upstream, and that relief from pain involves struggle and hard work. So this warrior paddles very hard. Everyone else tells this warrior to row faster and harder, that the warrior must learn to live with pain, and the harder the warrior rows, the worse the warrior feels. The more suffering the warrior has, and the more pain and suffering the warrior feels. Now realize, just as the warrior struggling in the river does, that the river is a symbol. This river is a symbol of the Tao, or pure positive energy from which all life arises and returns home to. It is a symbol of the flow of life and the desires the warrior has to find relief from pain and suffering. The more the warrior desires to have relief from pain, the faster the river flows and the more the warrior struggles. And now turn your attention miles downstream. And here you notice there is another warrior. And this warrior is also in a boat. And this boat is going with the current and flowing easily downstream. The oars are resting in the boat, and this warrior is smiling. This warrior is content, settled, and all desires for relief from pain and suffering are fulfilled. This warrior has learned how to flow with the river of pure positive energy to accord with the Tao, and relief from pain and suffering are met easily and without effort. This warrior is admired by friends and family, as this warrior once too struggled upstream, believing relief was there, but woke up and realized that contentment, settlement, and relief from pain was actually downstream. All the warrior needed to do was stop rowing. This warrior has faith in the flow of the river. Stop worrying, stop rowing, and put the oars in the boat. This warrior learned how to be here, now, flow with life's ups and downs, and gently and easily flowed towards happiness, fulfillment, and relief from discomfort. This warrior is a very happy and comfortable warrior. Now, once again, become aware of the warrior who is struggling against the river by rowing upstream. How this warrior listens to the world and how it's all hard work to get relief from suffering. Notice now how unhappy and miserable this warrior feels. Feel the pain of this warrior who feels trapped and out of control. On a scale of 0 to 10, this warrior is at the highest level of pain, a 10. Oh, how this warrior wishes life could be better. Now turn your attention downstream to the warrior who put the oars in the boat, lives in the now and trusts the flow of life, who accords with the Tao, and notice how happy and content this warrior is. Notice how this warrior's health is fantastic. Relief from discomfort flows to this warrior easily and enjoys life to the fullest. This warrior's discomfort level is at a 0. This warrior is feeling great, full of health and vitality. Now, once again, notice the unhappy warrior and see now how this warrior has finally decided to cease the struggle and to also trust the flow of the river. See this warrior now putting the oars of the boat in the boat, and seeing the boat slowly turn and go with the flow. The warrior begins to smile and breathes a big sigh of relief. This warrior has now set all emotions to relief and intentions to gratitude, goodwill, contentment, health, and healing. See this warrior now flowing easily and safely downstream. Notice now how health, happiness, contentment, and physical relief easily arrive to this warrior, starting at a 10, moving to a 9, an 8, 7, 6, to a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and now a 0, simply by having faith in the flow of the river as it flows home to the ocean. See now how this warrior is feeling more comfortable. Health and vitality has returned, along with a sense of inner control and peace. Now, see this warrior reaching the other happy warrior flowing downstream. Notice now how they both look so much alike. They could be twins, both happy, healthy, feeling secure and content, full of health, healing, and gratitude. See now how both look so much alike that you can now merge the images of the two warriors into one. See now one powerful and safe image of contentment, security, and relief. And notice now that this warrior in the boat is now you. And this is where you want and deserve to be. Feel this contentment, this relief from discomfort, the sense of security and settlement. Feel the relief from knowing and flowing with the power of the river, according with the Tao. And it is easy. And now your subconscious mind that once kept you battling and struggling upstream against the river now knows and realizes you are happier, safer, and more content flowing with the river. Your subconscious mind now knows you are happier, more secure, and full of health and healing simply by according with the Tao. And because your subconscious mind wants you to be happy, healthy, and secure, this is what is happening to you. Firstly, each and every morning, at a time that is right for you, you have a strong desire to meditate for 20 minutes. You then easily act upon that desire, get out of bed, wash up, and go meditate. Yes, each and every morning at a time that is right for you, you have a strong desire to meditate for 20 minutes. You then easily act upon that desire, get out of bed, wash up, and go meditate. And each and every morning at the end of your meditation or your zazen, you display gratitude for the river, gratitude for your fantastic health and the ability to heal easily. You also have great faith in there is only one life and life. In essence, you now know you are spiritually secure, remembering you are a spiritual being, simply having a human experience. And at a time convenient for yourself, you also now practice at least twice daily your mind swords hypnosis, using your mind swords to give you life. Yes, at a time convenient for yourself, you now practice at least twice daily your mind swords hypnosis, using your mind swords to give you life. You now have a greater capacity to live in the eternal now and have immense faith in the healing power of the river. Yes, you now have a greater capacity to live in the eternal now and have immense faith in the healing power of the river. You now find that you have the natural ability to turn any discomfort in your mind, body, or spirit into comfort simply by practicing your mind swords hypnosis. And as you go about your day, you are now mindful of your thoughts, feelings, and behavior. You are grateful for gifts of healing that the river brings to you as you float and drift downstream. You feel calm and relaxed throughout the day, no matter what comes your way, ever thankful for the comfortable and the uncomfortable alike. And you now always tune into the emotion of relief simply by remembering to do so. You notice now how life can truly be easy and how easy it is to turn discomfort to comfort and comfort to joy simply by according with the Tao. And so now, continue relaxing as you continue to listen to my voice. For in a few moments, this session will be over and I will be counting from 1 to 10, bringing you back to full awareness. And when you return, you will feel refreshed and renewed as if you've taken a nice long rest. So continue relaxing now as I begin this count. 1, 2, coming up now. 3, 4, feeling wonderful energy coursing through your body. 5, 6, 7, engaging now more of the conscious mind. 8, 9, wiggling toes and fingers. 10, you may open your eyes now, feeling wonderfully refreshed and alert.